Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, a series about the quiet moments that seem ordinary until they reveal something deeper hiding beneath them. Tonight's story is about silence, memory, and a man who slowly discovers that eating alone is not the same as being alone. Daniel Mercer always chose the corner table. Not because he liked the view. Not because it was more comfortable. Because it was the table people noticed the least. The small diner sat between an old bookstore and a laundromat on a narrow street most people passed without remembering. It stayed open late, serving simple food under soft yellow lights that made everything feel older than it was. Daniel came there every Thursday at exactly 8:15 p.m. Same seat. Same order. Same silence. Coffee first. Then soup. Then whatever special was written on the board near the kitchen. The waitress, Maria, no longer handed him a menu. She simply nodded when he entered, as if they had silently agreed that routines no longer needed explanation. Some people might have called his life lonely. Daniel himself might have agreed a few years earlier. But loneliness changes shape over time. At first it feels sharp and obvious, like standing outside a warm room in winter. Later it becomes quieter. Less painful. More familiar. Eventually, it settles into your routines. And routines can begin to feel comforting. Years ago, Daniel's Thursdays had been different. There used to be another person sitting across from him. Eleanor. She had laughed loudly in quiet places and quietly in loud places. She always added too much pepper to her soup and stole fries from Daniel's plate while pretending she wasn't hungry. They had met by accident 23 years earlier when Daniel dropped an entire stack of folders outside a train station. Eleanor had helped him gather the papers, then criticized his terrible filing system before walking away smiling. 3 weeks later, they had dinner together. After that, Thursdays became theirs. No matter how busy life became, they kept the tradition. One dinner every Thursday night. No excuses. Sometimes they talked for hours. Sometimes they sat quietly. Sometimes they argued gently about meaningless things. But they always came back the next week. Until one Thursday, Eleanor didn't. Cancer is a strange kind of thief. It does not always take people suddenly. Sometimes it removes them slowly, piece by piece, while the world continues pretending everything is normal. At first, Eleanor only seemed tired. Then came hospital visits. Then treatments. Then the quiet rearranging of life around appointments and medications and careful optimism. Daniel stayed beside her through all of it. But there are certain battles love cannot win. Eleanor died on a rainy Tuesday morning in November. The following Thursday, Daniel still came to the diner. He sat at the same table, ordered the same meal, and stared at the empty seat across from him for nearly an hour without touching his food. That had been 7 years ago. Now the pain was softer, but the routine remained. Every Thursday, 8:15 p.m., corner table. Some habits survive grief because they are the only shape love has left. One cold evening in October, Daniel arrived later than usual. The diner was unusually crowded. Rain tapped against the windows while conversations filled the room with soft, overlapping noise. Maria looked apologetic when he stepped inside. Corner tables occupied tonight. Daniel paused. Occupied? That had never happened before. He glanced toward the back of the diner. An elderly woman sat there alone, stirring her coffee slowly while reading a small paperback book. Daniel almost turned around. Instead, Maria pointed toward another empty table near the center of the room. You okay sitting there tonight? He hesitated, then nodded. It felt strangely wrong. As if someone had moved furniture inside his memory. The center table was louder. People brushed past constantly. Plates clattered nearby. A child somewhere behind him kept laughing too loudly. Daniel felt exposed sitting there. Unanchored. For the first time in years, he noticed how much of his comfort depended on repetition. Same seat. Same angle. Same silence. Without it, the evening felt unfamiliar. Halfway through his soup, he realized something else. He had spent 7 years trying not to feel the emptiness of eating alone. The corner table had hidden him from the room. Hidden him from attention. Hidden him, perhaps, from reality itself. But here, in the middle of the diner, surrounded by strangers, his solitude became visible. And strangely, it no longer felt tragic. Just human. A man near the counter ate alone while reading a newspaper. A young woman typed on her laptop between bites of toast. An exhausted delivery driver sat silently drinking coffee while staring out the window. The diner was full of people alone together. Daniel had never noticed before. When Maria refilled his coffee, she smiled gently. You know, she said quietly, After Eleanor passed, I used to worry about you. Daniel looked up. You did? You looked like someone waiting for a person who wasn't coming back. He stared into the dark surface of the coffee. Maybe I was. Maria nodded slowly. But you kept showing up. That sentence stayed with him. You kept showing up. There was something unexpectedly powerful about it. Not dramatic. Not inspirational. Just true. After all the grief, after all the silence, after years of sitting alone at the same table, he had continued living. Quietly. Imperfectly. But consistently. The following Thursday, Daniel returned again. This time, someone else sat at the corner table. And for the first time, he did not feel disappointed. He chose another seat. Then another the week after that. Gradually, the diner stopped being a memorial and became a place again. A real place, filled with ordinary people carrying invisible stories. One evening, the elderly woman from the corner table looked up from her book and asked, "Do you always come here alone?" Daniel smiled faintly. "Usually." She nodded thoughtfully. "So do I." Then she returned to reading. Nothing more was said. Yet the silence afterward felt different. Lighter. Over time, Daniel began noticing small things during his quiet meals. The sound of rain against the windows. The smell of fresh bread from the kitchen. The strange comfort of familiar background noise. He stopped rushing through dinner. Stopped treating meals like empty space between days. The solitude changed shape. It became less about absence, and more about presence. One night, as he finished his coffee, Daniel realized something Eleanor once told him years ago. They had been sitting in the diner after a long argument about something neither of them remembered later. Eleanor had looked around the room and smiled. "Most people think happiness has to be loud," she said. "But sometimes it's just sitting somewhere familiar with someone who understands your silence." At the time, Daniel thought she meant him. Now, years later, he finally understood. She meant life itself. A quiet meal alone is not always loneliness. Sometimes it is peace. Sometimes it is memory. Sometimes it is learning that your own company can become gentle instead of empty. And perhaps that is one of adulthood's quietest lessons. Not every table needs to be full for a moment to feel complete. Sometimes all you need is warmth from a bowl of soup, soft light against a window, and enough stillness to hear your own thoughts without fear. Daniel still visits the diner every Thursday. Not because he is trapped in the past, but because certain places become part of who we are. And sometimes healing does not mean leaving those places behind. Sometimes healing means learning how to sit there differently. That was Unwritten Lives. Tales of the Unexpected. Some people fear eating alone because they think solitude means emptiness. But maybe solitude is simply space. Space to remember. Space to breathe. Space to quietly return to yourself. And sometimes, in the middle of an ordinary meal, surrounded by soft voices and warm light, you realize you are no longer waiting for life to begin again. It already has.